Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. The title of the show today is Final Preparations for the Mental, Physical, and Financial Health for Our Long Trip that we're going on. The reason why I've been doing a couple of shows about that is because I have learned so much. I've traveled many, many, many a times before. However, this time things are a little bit different because my husband's traveling with me. He has different needs. He has different desires. And I want to make sure that we can compromise so both of us are happy. So I made a big list to figure out what needs to be done so we can actually be mentally, physically, and financially relaxed for the trip. And we know it fits within the budget, within the time frame, and within the things that we need and want. So before making any permanent decisions, do some serious shopping around. That's what I did. You know, shopping doesn't cost you anything. However, buying does. So if you buy something, an airplane ticket or a car rental or something too soon, then you find a better deal, you're paying for it. So I've been very, very careful. I actually started shopping for the airlines about 3 weeks ago. And then I think last week I finally booked when I found something just under $600 for each one of us. Round trip from LAX to Zurich through San Diego. That was so much cheaper than going straight LAX Zurich, which I normally did. And we arrive almost at the same time where we're leaving 4 hours earlier or three and a half hours earlier. But we arrive at the same time. And then I know nobody can pick us up. So we had choices. And the choices were either taking the train, which actually goes out of LAX, and then you go into the city of Zurich and you have to change the train there and then go into a different train, either to Bern or to Burgdorf, or you might have to change once more in between, whatever. Those are all options, or to rent a car. Well, with everything and all the prices that I've researched for train tickets and car rentals and everything else, my husband and I found out that it's actually more economical, convenient. It frees us of stress. It frees us off. It frees us to the point that we have a lot more flexibility. And we can do what we want to do when we want to do it instead of being dependent on somebody else. Things that we know we have to take with us and that were actually demanded for the car rental are passports and driver's license. So you don't need a passport just to travel, but you also need it to rent a car. They want your passport number, they want to make sure that you're legit and everything else, which makes perfect sense. Driver's license, yes, makes sense. You don't want to rent a car out to somebody who doesn't know how to drive. Now, the fun part is, I remember when I came to the U.S. 38 years ago, I had to have had a international driver's license. That is no longer required as long as the license, driver's license is actually legible and accurate and still good. So I can just go with the American license over there. Car insurance. Oh my. I've read so many documents that say that the car rental places are trying to dump one car insurance after another on you for different reasons while they make money off of it. So I actually checked in with my car insurance over here. And the good thing is, and I just want to make sure that you guys are aware of it, when your car is parked at your house off street and not being used during the time you're gone, my insurance will cover everything in Europe where I drive that it would cover over here. Just the same deductible and everything the same. So, of course, I declined the insurance over there, and I'm taking a copy of my insurance with me. So I have proof of insurance in my wallet. So it's pretty darn awesome. The places we're going to go are Switzerland and Prague, and we have made arrangements on where to stay in Switzerland. We're going to be staying at my sister's and at my mom's. And, of course, we're going to visit my brothers and cousins and aunts and uncles and stuff. In Prague, I think my sister is going to make reservations because she said she's going to go with us, and it's easier from Switzerland to make reservations in Prague. Now, my next thing is on the list, phone communication. The American phone does not work in Europe. So there are different ways and options that we have, one of which is WhatsApp, and one of them is to change the SIM card with a different phone number from there. And, of course, you have to notify your people that this is you calling them or texting them. And I'm still in the process of evaluating which one I want. I just asked my brother who went to Jamaica with his Swiss cell phone and had WhatsApp, and he was able to write to all of us without charges. I want to know if that works for me. Then I don't have to go and buy a whole bunch of hardware or SIM cards or whatnot and have to fuss with anything. Then I'll just communicate with the people who want to communicate with us via WhatsApp. That's so awesome. I mean, just to find out all those things is so cool. Then fuelings. I told you already I'm on a different lifestyle right now since I dropped pounds altogether since January 2016, and I'm feeling great and happy and healthy, and I don't want to get back to the old me, which was way overweight and in pain. I don't even know what that is anymore. So I am so blessed, and I want to keep it that way. So I'm going to take some fuelings with me. I will eat some meals with them, but I will modify them so they're according to what is good for me. For electronics, be it a cell phone, an iPad, or a computer, make sure you take an adapter with you. They're so easy and inexpensive, about $18. And it has different ways of doing it. So you can plug it into the European outlets, and in the back you can plug in the American one, and it does the conversion for you. It does the adaption for you. So you don't have to worry about burning up your electronics. Since I said already we're going to leave our cars at home, and so we get to use the insurance over there, I'm looking for the best shuttle to the LAX that drops us off 3 to 4 hours before the time. They consider the flight to San Diego as a domestic flight, which it actually is. However, we need to go to the international side of the airport in LAX to the Bradley terminal because we're going to ship our luggage directly to Zurich, Switzerland. So we have to be there 3 to 4 hours in advance, and I'm encountering a few problems with that, but there's nothing to worry about because I still have a good week to get it all done. So every day a little something. Money is a good thing. You don't want to just take credit cards with you. Be careful with that. I just checked with two. Citibank, for example, I mean the Citi credit card, they charge you only a 3% surcharge on your American dollars spent every day per transaction for the foreign exchange. Chase, however, charges you for every transaction $5, and on top of that, another 3% of all the American dollars spent, especially the one card that I have. Maybe you have a different card and you might have different rules and regulations. The reason I'm saying this is check it out before you go so you're not faced with major charges that you did not intend to occur. If you need medications, make sure you have them ready and safe. CPAP does not count as travel luggage. It's a medical necessity, and it's easily accepted without any problems. Luggage, always check the size, the weight of your suitcase before you choose which one you're going to use. On your travel document, it gives you the information about the suitcases, and it usually gives you the size and the weight and how many pieces you can take. And with the size, they give you a height, a width, and a depth. And if it's anything over that, you have to pay extra. So if you want to stay within your budget, make sure you adhere to those specific measurements. In order to avoid jet lag, drink a lot of water. And there are some exercises you can do with your ears where you pinch them and hold them for a little bit, which is going to help you avoid jet lag. And I will do that too. And then, of course, be your best, do your best, give your best so you won't have any regrets is one of my favorite sayings. And that's where total preparation comes in. If for everything that I am in control of, before departure, I know I have no control over the weather, the airplane, and there might be some other things I don't have control over. But anyway, another good thing is, and I put in a link there for you to find 10 different travel safety prayers, and I'm going to read one to you right now that seems to appeal to me. Oh, Father, you are always there. For your love reaches everywhere, above the clouds, beneath the sea. I know your hand will cover me through the dark and starry night, again at dawn when all is bright, upon the heavens or over bridges, deepest valleys, rocky ridges. You beside me, oh so close, knowing when I need you most. Through different lands of war or peace, where suffering stirs or riches twist, I choose to walk the path you tread and carry your wisdom where I'm led. To leave your love in every place, I rest my head or dine or wait. You keep me safe, watch over me. I choose to put my trust in thee. And the reason why I read that, and I think it's always good to have some good thoughts and maybe a word of prayer if you're a Christian. If not, do what fits you, you know, connect with the universe or whatever works for you, definitely. So you're at peace and you know that you are trusting your life into someone's hand who's watching out for you. You never know what's happening. There were so many airplane crashes lately. There's so many car crashes all over the place. There's so many shootings all over the place. And therefore, safety is actually one of my biggest pet peeves. And I definitely want to prepare for wherever I can. If you want to contact me, actually the web that I put up is http://connectusfund.org/10goodprayers for safe travels. So you can check out what suits you if you choose to do so. If you want to connect with me, you can contact me via email at dythomson@gmail.com. or voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. And no, if you don't leave a message, I cannot return your call. And when you do leave a message, I will do it within 24 to 48 hours, except over the next few weeks. I will be skipping the next few weeks due to travel with my radio show. We'll resume at the end of September again. And I'm going to say, until then, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. Enjoy life, live it to the fullest, and make the best out of every situation. Definitely make sure you get your health. You have your health, you keep your health, or you get it back. You have a wonderful rest of the summer, and I will talk to you end of September. Take care now. Bye.